you might meet on your way down.
Okay. that, my baby on the butt.
Myself, the story of my life, stranger and song of fiction. We start with the joyful mysteries before the appearance of ether, trying to capture the elusive. The farm where the crippled horses heal, the woods where autumn is reversed, and the longing for bliss in the arms of some beloved from the past. I said, "Your daddy loves you." I said, "Your daddy loves you very much. He just doesn't want to live with us anymore." Have attained night vision. In an orchard, drenched in blue light, she changes your bandages and soothes you. All day her voice is balm. Then she lowers you into the sunset. Hers is the wingspan of the quotidian angel. So her feet are sore from the walk to the well of human kindness. But she gives you a name and you grow into it. Whether a tramp of the low road or a prince riding through Wagnerian opera, you learn some, if not all, of the language. And these are the footsteps you follow, the tracks of impossible love. Of rap artists and minor royalty. All cigarettes have been airbrushed from these pictures, making everyone a liar and saving no one from their folly. As proud as Lucifer, I do nothing to hide my kerosene dress and flint eyes, which, with one steady look, are able to restore to these images their carcinogenic threat. So what if this is largely bravado? I have only 12 days in Paris, and I'm waiting for life to start. I'm setting out my stall behind a sheet of dark hair, and you, the hostage of crazed hormones, will be driven to say, I am the next poet laureate, and she is the cherry Madonna, and all of the summer is hers. First, I don't notice you, or the color of your hair, or your readiness to laugh. I am tying a shoelace, or finding the pavement fascinating when the comet thrills the sky. Ever the dull alchemist, I have before me all the necessary elements. It is their combination that eludes me. Forgive me, I am sleepwalking. I am jangling along to some song of the moment, suffering its sweetness, luxuriating in its feeble approximation of starlight. Meanwhile, there is a real world. Trains are late. Doctors are breaking bad news. But I am living in a lullaby. You might be huddled in a doorway, on the make, or just getting by, but I don't see it. You are my one shot at glory. Soon I will read in your expression warmth, encouragement, assent. From an acorn of interest, I will cultivate whole forests of affection. I will analyze your gestures like centuries of scholars poring over Jesus' words. Anything that doesn't fit my narrow interpretation, I will carelessly discard. For I'm careless. I'm shameless. And mayday, mayday, watch the needle leave the dial. I'm reckless. I'm telling myself the story of my life. Soon, I will make you a co-conspirator. If I am dizzy, I will call it rapture. If I am low, I will attribute it to your absence, noting your tidal effect upon my moods. Oblivious to the opinions of neighbors, I will bark at the moon like a dog. In short, I'm asking to be scalded. It is the onset of fever. Yesterday they took a census. Boasting, I said, I live two doors down from joy. Today, bewildered and sarcastic, I phone them and ask, isn't it obvious? This slum is empty.
The Lab. New sounds discovered weekly in The Lab, Mondays at 3 on WRCT. Pillow Fight. Tune in to Pillow Fight to hear music for slumber parties, bike rides, crushes, and pies on windowsills. Fridays at 5 p.m.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Repeat after me. Happiness is only
vaping is not for...
I'm listening to the face in the mirror.
Ooh, give me one moment. Vaping is not safe for youth because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body. And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So, talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Go to www.samhsa.gov. You just heard D'Angelo, Sugar Daddy off of Black Messiah, Trombone Shorty with On Your Way Down, Pinback with Crutch, 8 with At The End. Andy, are they a Philly band?
Yeah.
Philly adjacent? Okay. Mm-hmm. Great band. And then, yeah, again, you heard 40 Winks, two of their songs, Kami BF and Noise. Great, great new up-and-coming local Pittsburgh band. You should check them out. And then Find My Friends, their song Call, also great, great local project by Sebastian of Feeble Little Horse. His EP of, I think it's just self-titled, I could be wrong, but Find My Friends, their EP comes out on Friday, and started off with The Comas, Invisible Drugs. That was a request from Jen from New Kent. Thank you, Jen from New Kent. We've about 20 minutes or so left of the program. If you want to make a request, you can text us at 412-440-8906. 412-440-8906.
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
There is, of course, another way of looking at this. Your daddy loves you.
The background music right now comes to us from Prefab Sprout. Their album I Trawl the Megahertz. This is the titular song. And then we have Isaac Hayes up next. I think that might be our last song. Maybe we'll have one more if you text us a request at 412-440-8906. 412-440-8906. Again, we're very sorry that you can't call us this week, but we'll bring that back soon. We miss hearing your voices. That was some loud typing, Andy.
Oops. Is this Prefab Sprout?
Yes.
Oh. Interesting.
It sounded like you have a mechanical typewriter. Do you have a mechanical typewriter?
Yeah, I had an idea for my screenplay. It was based on that underwriting segment that I read.
What was the underwriting thing you read again? What was
Row House Cinema.
Oh, it was Row House, yes.
I thought about delicious all the great
craft
movies.
Beer. Yes.
So I got to my typewriter.
What's your screenplay about?
in a world. I can't give it away. You're going to have to wait and see.
Okay. Okay. Well, I hope the premieres at Row House whenever it comes out.
It will. It will.
Okay. And maybe Sidecar Bakery will provide the craft services for the film.
Yeah, from the adjoining bakery next door to them.
Day and night, fancy electronic dishes are trained on the heavens. They are listening for smudged echoes of the moment of creation. They are listening for the ghost of a chance. They may help us make sense of who we are and where we came from. And as a compassionate side effect, teach us that nothing is ever lost. Fixed upon the place I last saw you, your signal urgently breaking, before you became cotton in a blizzard, a plane coming down behind enemy lines.
Come back.
All right, thanks for tuning in. This has been our show, Amos High with Nick and Andy, every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m.
Did you like our new music?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. If that wasn't one of you talking and you have a differing opinion, you can text us and let us know at 412-440-8906.
We also read the text messages outside of show hours. Actually, that's not true. We only read it during show hours.
Maybe at like 8:52.
Yeah,
you know, on a
but
Tuesday
you could text
night.
Us outside of show hours, and then on the next show, you know, we'll read the text on air.
Don't you worry. Can send in a theme or a discussion topic. A request, or if you think of us during the week.